Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Crazy for Jesus, already in progress.
And I want us to look at 2 Corinthians 4, 3 and 4. And then I want somebody to read that to me. Who would read that to me? Kim, okay, read it to me.
But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not.
Wow, okay, now stop and think about that a minute. Really stop and think about it and look at that. Now then, I come into you and I tell you. Let me tell you about Jesus. Somebody said, well, I don't believe in Jesus. Okay, but let me tell you about him anyway. You know, he died on a cross for you. He died on a cross for you. Let me just tell you about him. You know, just listen. You know, just bear with me. You know, I got this burden, and I just want to talk to you about it. You know, Jesus, he died on a cross for you. He rose from the dead after 3 days. You know, I don't believe that nonsense. Okay, and he fixed a place in heaven so that when you die here, if you just say Jesus, that's all you get to say, Jesus, he'll save you, he'll fill you with the Holy Ghost, he'll give you great knowledge and wisdom, he'll help you do all kinds of things, he'll answer your prayers, he'll just do wonderful things for you, he's the most awesome God in the world, and it's free, all you got to do is say Jesus. Wouldn't you love to know a God, and then when you die, you get to go to heaven, and you get to walk on streets of gold and diamonds and jewels and pearls for gates and all. Wouldn't you love to go to a place like that? I'm not interested. You think, have any of you ever been like me when I used to do this and try to tell people this and they say, I'm not interested? I'm thinking, I'm going to grab them by the shirt and shake them. Yeah. You fool, what's wrong with you? Don't bother me with this junk. I don't believe this stuff. Okay, now that scripture you just read, yeah. Why are they like that, Kim, according to that scripture?
Because they're blinded.
Oh, because they're blinded.
That's right.
By who?
By the enemy.
By the God of this world.
That's right.
That the God of this world has blinded their mind to the truth, so they won't accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. You sit there and try to tell them there's a blinder or a shield between you and them, and you're telling them all this good stuff, and they're not seeing anything but the blinder. They're not hearing what you're hearing. They're not seeing what you're seeing. And you think, what is wrong with this person? I used to wonder. Then one day I talked to somebody about Jesus for 30 minutes one day. I told him how wonderful Jesus was, how he'd changed my life forever, and some of the things that I didn't know near what I know now. But I talked to him about Jesus, and then I said, you know, wouldn't you love to make Jesus Lord of your life? And they says, no, I'm not interested. So anyway, I began to try to do that for many, many people. Then lo and behold, one day I said, okay, Lord, I got to have some help. Now, see, I should have prayed that prayer a long time ago. And that's where we mess up. We don't pray the prayer asking for knowledge and wisdom and revelation and understanding. We're trying to do this on our own. And so anyway, I'm reading that again, and it says, you know, this guy's lost because he's blinded.
Yep, by the God of this world.
By the God of this, then the devil is the God of this world, right?
That's right. Yeah.
So according to that Luke 10, 19, 20, how much power do I have over the devil, the god of this world? How much?
Oh.
Okay, now if I got all power over him, and did I read in that somewhere down in the next verse 20 where he said, and he has to be subject to me?
Yeah.
That's what that said?
Yep.
Now if Jesus told you that the devil's got to be subject to you, you ought to be able to have a heyday with that beast. Is that right? Yep. In fact, let me tell you something. Some of you girls need to know this. You may be married to a boy that's, maybe he's not saved, or maybe he's been saved and he's done some things he shouldn't, and he got a demon. He could easily have picked up a demon. And sometimes whenever you do something or whatever, you'll see that demon manifest in him. Some of you know what I'm talking about. You see him go off on a tangent. You see him start screaming, or some of them get wild and they hit people. And then, of course, when the girl tries to hit back or scream back, she usually loses because she's the weaker vessel, and she gets beat up on. Or if she would, as soon as she sees that thing do this, instead of start arguing with her husband or anything, if she would just go back into another room somewhere, and say, Satan, I don't have to scream. I am in charge here over you, and I command you to come out of my husband and leave him alone. Do you hear me, devil? It's written right here in Luke 10, 19, 20. You got to be subject to me, Buster, so I'm commanding you to get out of my husband in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, thank you for delivering my husband. And he walked back out there and he said, honey, I'm sorry. I don't know why I did all that, but I'm sorry that I got so upset with you. Will you please forgive me? Do you know you have that kind of power? You know, you have that kind of power, and people don't know it. They have no idea how they can do things in the name of Jesus. Well, when I begin to learn these things, and learn that, like John 6:44, turn to John 6:44 and see what that says. John 6:44, and I'll let Kim read that again. She got her scripture right there. What's that say, Kim, John 6:44?
No man. Oh, it's up there. No man can come to me except the Father, which
has... Oh, what are we talking about here? No man. No man or no woman can come to Jesus, come to the Father in heaven, except he be drawn by the Spirit.
That's right.
Is that what that says?
That's it.
Okay, now I got a question. That really blew me away. When I learned that scripture, I said, okay, God, I got a real question here. If you want everybody in the world to get saved, then why do you only choose so few? Why is 95% of the world going to hell and only 3 or 4 or 5% going to heaven? What's the deal? If you want everybody to be saved, this don't make sense to me. So I got really on the Lord's doorstep. Look, God, I got to know what's wrong. There's something wrong here. I know it ain't you, because I read in your word where you want everybody to be saved. Everybody. Is that what he said? My desire is for everyone to be saved. If they're not being saved, then who is the problem? God or me? It's me. The problem's right here. I'm not praying for nobody. I'm not taking authority. So I thought, Lord, I think I see it now. I think I understand why people don't get saved. So anyway, one day somebody had a little 10-year-old boy and a grandmother and grandfather. And they called me and said, we got a 10-year-old grandson, and said, he's unruly. We can't manage him and his mother and dad, which is our son and daughter-in-law, which not daughter-in-law because they never did get married. But they had this boy, and they really don't want him, so they brought him to us, and they left this 10-year-old kid with us, and he's very unruly. And here we are, grandparents, and we're older, and we can't handle the little guy. I said, do you have any idea what is wrong with him? I said, I know exactly what's wrong with him. I said, you don't know Jesus. He's got a devil. I said, oh, I don't care how many grandkids you got or whatever, they're all devils until they accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. You know, I mean, I don't care. You were a devil one time. You know that's hard for you to believe, but you were a little devil one time. You know that? Isn't that sad?
Yeah.
But that's the way it is. And if you don't believe we're all devils, just ask the mother or the daddy. Yeah, I didn't have to teach them how to be a devil. They knew how to do that automatically. And they did because you were a devil. You were a child of the devil. So anyway, I said, bring the boy to me. I can fix him. So they brought him at the healing school, just like yesterday. We had a healing school yesterday. And they come up for prayer. And I said, well, they told me who there was. And I said, okay, so where is the boy? And he said, well, he's running around back there in the back. I said, call him up here. So she called him, Bobby or whatever, said, Bobby, come up here. So he come up here, and he got right here in front of me, and he's a little about tyke, about this tall, about 10 years old. I reached up, and I said, son, do you know Jesus? No. I said, Jesus could really change your life. He could just make you an awesome young man and totally change your life. How would you like to just accept Jesus? And all you got to do is say Jesus. Wouldn't you like to do that? And it's free. He said, no, I'm not interested. So I just reached up and took him by the shoulders. I said, look me right in the eye, son. I said, you devil of hell, come out of him. This devil that's blinding this boy's mind to the truth, I command you to leave. I said, now, Father, in Jesus' name, I ask you to convict this boy of sin by the Holy Spirit, and I claim this boy's spirit, soul, and body for you in service under your kingdom forever. I said, thank you, Lord. I said, now, son, how would you like to accept Jesus as Lord and Savior? He said, I'd love it. That simple, that quick, that easy. And that boy became a child of God the next week. 2 or 3 days into the week, the grandmother called me. She said, Pastor, it's unbelievable the difference in this boy. I said, he's a child of God now. He's not a child of the devil no more. He's moved from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. So I began to do that. I began to do people like that. And I had lots of results. Saw lots of people get saved. And then I'm going to tell you the ultimate, at the pinnacle of this. I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago, we were in Kansas City. We were preaching up there in a church. And that night, after the first night, it was time we prayed for people. It was 11 or 12 o'clock. So we were a little hungry, and so we started, the pastor was going to take us to the hotel. And so I thought, well, I'd like to have something to eat before I go to the hotel. I've been working. So he said, okay, and Dave was with us, and Dave said, well, I don't want to hang out with the Scriveners. Y'all stay up too late for me. I said, okay. So he said, would you take me to the hotel, and then you can come back and eat with them? He said, but I don't want to stay. I said, okay. So the hotel was only a block or two up the street. So anyway, he dropped us off at IHOP. We go in, and when we go in, there's a young boy come to wait on us. He said, can I take your order? I said, yes, you can, son, but there's something I want to know about you first. Are you a born-again, spirit-filled Christian? He said, my granddad is. I said, that your granddad ain't going to help you out. I said, there ain't no king, no children, no grandchildren in the kingdom of God. You got to be a believer. He said, well, I'm not a believer. I said, well, son, you really need to call on the name of Jesus. Now, I'm talking fairly loud. And all of a sudden, somebody back down the hall screamed out, who is it in this place that's talking about Jesus? Don't you know you can't use the name Jesus in a public place? I just jumped out of my seat and turned around and said, who said that? He said, I did. I just went running back there like this, jumped over the pew, grabbed him by the shoulder, said, you devil of hell, come out of him in the name of Jesus. Now I said, Lord, convict this boy of sin, draw him into the kingdom. I said, now, sir, how'd you like to make Jesus Lord of your life? He said, I'd love it. Led that boy to Jesus right there. Anyway, after a little while, the pastor, he came back and pulled in. When he sat down, his wife said, honey, you missed it. You should have been here. She said, I've never seen anybody do what Thurman did.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled Crazy for Jesus, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.